Last year, the Food and Drug Administration reported 178 shortages of cancer medicine, anesthetics, and a variety of other drugs. Demand is greater than supply, and federal officials say that some shortages are out of the agency's control. However, administration officials hope earlier notification from more manufacturers about shortages, among other changes, will help keep supply consistent. Russ Jensen is director of pharmacy at St. Mary's in Madison. He says no procedures have been delayed, but the shortages do mean extra work for staff.
We have people that are working constantly, many, many hours a week, just trying to make sure that we have a supply of drugs.
At UW Hospital and Clinics, 180 drugs are in short supply. A spokesman says that doesn't necessarily mean drugs cannot be obtained, just that they may not be in a preferred form. And getting them may come at a huge cost. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says they've gotten reports of what she calls enormous markups.
Such as blood pressure medicine, usually priced at $26, being sold for $1,200.
Under the president's order, the U.S. Department of Justice will examine whether there's been price gouging or stockpiling of medication. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.